You know, if vocal profiling does become widely accepted as a way to view the private intent behind public words, oh yes, look out. Using computerized vocal analysis, it can nearly instantaneously expose deeper layers of information as levels of intention are examined using a sophisticated technology called sonistry. In a moment, Sherry Edwards joins us on Coast to Coast AM. Sherry Edwards has the ability to provide an extraordinary glimpse into the medicine of the future through the use of vocal profiling and individualized sound presentation. Her curiosity and her need to make a difference in the world led her to develop a scientific format for computational biology via the sounds of the human voice. We'll have her explain all this in just a second here. Sherry calls this the new field of discovery, sonistry. Just as there's a system of basic elements that we call chemistry, there is a basic set of sound frequencies that can monitor, predict, and manage biological function. String theory found a basis for the existence of our DNA blueprint. Sonistry deals with the frequency signals that manage RNA. Sherry is the acknowledged pioneer, recognized leader of the emerging field of human bioacoustic vocal profiling. And her work has been the subject of several documentaries. She's also the recipient of the Scientist of the Year Award by the New Frontiers of Science. She's a faculty emeritus of the Capital University of Integrative Medicine, and her work appears in many books and publications. Our guest tonight on Coast to Coast. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hi. I am in absolute awe that I'm on Coast to Coast.
You are, and it's the first time ever for you, isn't it?
It is.
A little bit later on, next hour, we're going to see if you can do a vocal profiling of my producer, Tom.
Okay.
I was going to do it, but I'm afraid you'll find my innermost secrets, so we're going to get Tom's.
I've already done yours.
You have?
I have.
You mean you know more about me than I do?
Probably not. I just know a wee bit. I did it from last night's show.
I didn't do the show last night. It was art.
Well, whoever was on Wednesday, Jan Hodges.
Well, that wasn't last night, unless you get a feed sometimes, though, maybe in the city you're in. I bet that's what happened.
Okay,
so it was me. I did Jan Hodges. How'd it come out, all right?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
It came out that you have some issues with B6.
What's B6?
It is...
The vitamin?
It's a vitamin, and it helps with DNA and RNA and... I've laid your papers over someplace because I didn't think you'd really ask me that.
Well, what do you mean I have issues with B6? What does that mean, though? I mean, like I need it?
Well, you're not using it well. It's almost off the chart.
B6?
B6 deals with liver and lipotropin, and the muscle is the gluteus max, so I don't know what you want to say about your butt, but there it is.
My butt? is this serious? Should I rush to a doctor?
Oh, no. You could rush to your health food store or eat some foods with B6 in it.
Oh, are you saying I don't have enough?
You don't have enough.
Oh, that's easy then. I'll take your recommendation on that.
Absolutely.
I will do that. And then what will happen to me?
I don't know. I'm looking for data. If you get well, that's your problem.
Hey, wait a minute. We're going to talk about vocal profiling. This has turned into the alternative medicine show, Sherry.
Well, that's all right.
All right, let's talk about that for a second. I mean, we got all night.
Okay.
When you do vocal profiling, which I assume you did with me, how do you know if I'm deficient in a vitamin or not?
Because everything in your body, every... element, every compound has a biofrequency, and we've just broke the codes of those frequencies. So we look at your voice in terms of the frequencies that come out. We put it on a grid. It comes up, this is out of normal range, and in your case, this was really out of normal range. It was at a -3, which is like red flags all over for B6.
How was everything else?
Well, there were some other things, like vanadium was a bit low, and...
What's that?
Vanadium is a mineral that deals with blood sugar.
I'm going home. I don't feel very good.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm really sorry.
All right. Well, no, I'm going to get all this. This is great. You know, I'm going to test it, and would a blood test back that up?
It likely would, but if they gave you a test for B vitamins, they just... test your homocysteine, they probably wouldn't test
right,
your B6.
Because that was normal. Okay. All right. That's it. So B6 supplements, and I'm back in good shape with that.
I'll write this up for you. I was just curious as to who I was going to be talking to.
Yeah. Okay. Make sure it's me and not Art. I don't want to take Art's supplements.
This is just my cheat.
Just make sure you got the right person.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what you do. What is this vocal profiling and sound presentation we're talking about?
Well, it's a very ancient idea that vocal sounds have a significance to the body and the mind and the spirit. And we just moved that idea into a position that we think is going to change medicine. We just sample your vocal frequencies and turn that into information about yourself.
Now, by doing this, and you have created, what, the software for this?
I created the original idea and the software.
Okay. How long did it take you to develop, Sherry?
I published my first paper in the early 80s. It was my graduating thesis. And then just as people asked me if I could do things, it just kind of took on a life of its own. Everybody knows the idea of, well, a young man going through puberty and his voice changes in terms of his biochemistry, or a woman going through menopause, her voice changes, or older people, you can tell their voice. So we just started looking at what biochemistry was causing these issues, and it just kind of snowballed into a new science.
If you are, I guess, let's say watching television, and you see people come on television, politicians, whomever, are you able to run their voices through this computer, through this software program, and determine whether you believe they're telling the truth or whatever their intent is? What kind of data do you get once you run their voice through this?
Well, the answer is yes and no. One, we can run their voice through for personality.
All right.
Because that's in real general terms. So we can do that in time domain. But if I'm going to do something like your biochemistry, then I need a real vocal print, something that didn't go through a lot of modulation. There are different degrees. Just like there are different shades of red and different shades of blue, there are different notes, like C has 94 degrees in it. And the note of B, I can't remember, about 117 degrees. And each one of those degrees means something else, because we look at 100,000 points on your voice, and we ask the computer to take 24 of them that are the most problematic, and then it does some number crunching, and it comes up with this pattern, and da-da, B6 is off the chart for you.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you my my email right before this half hour, and you can send me this data, and I can look at it during the top of the hour, if that's okay. You think you can find it in time, or you want to do that later on?
Well, I can send you your personality one that I did, but this other one is just a bunch of scribbles right now on
okay.
a piece of paper.
All right. You can do that when you have time, then.
Okay.
All right. And you can do that. Now, is there a difference between vocal profiling and what you call sound presentation?
Yes, with vocal profiling, we stick a microphone in front of your face. We ask you to talk for 30 seconds. We actually take two samples. And then we compare the samples for what are the same. And we get a set of frequencies, a grid of frequencies. So we're looking for sour notes, like in a song. And with that information, we turn around and give you the frequencies back. We have to do it in a way that we test you first, because there's 19 different ways to give you the frequency presentation. We can't create an element, but we can cause the elements to create compounds in the body. Like if you don't have choline or something, we can call together that frequency because we've identified it, and we can allow your body to make the frequency. We give you the frequencies back ambiently, just like in the air, like you're listening to music, and then we check your body for what's going on. But the frequencies that we present have to be from your voice. We can't just pick a frequency out of the air.
Right.
Well, that's not quite true. There's some that you can do that, like setting a bone. It's almost the same for everyone. But we give you the frequency in a very specific waveform, and then your brain creates the distance between the two frequencies that are not identical, and that creates what we call an activator or a cue. And then your body entrains to that frequency and heals itself.
That is amazing. What's the accuracy of this, Sherry?
Okay, tell me what the accuracy means.
Well, I mean, how right are you, I guess? When you, in my case, when you say, hey, you know, you're going to need some more B6, how right are you about that?
Well, we've substantiated this with lab tests, with double-blind studies, with homogeneous groups of people. We know that we're pretty accurate, but some things are the same. Some things have exactly the same frequency and exactly the same formula, like marijuana and progesterone, which is a natural hormone. We better not make a mistake there.
Right, absolutely.
And sometimes it's the muscle, not really the vitamin. In your case, it's B6 that's off the chart. Now, if it was the gluteus maximus muscle that was off the chart, you wouldn't be walking around.
I'm walking well.
So it has to be the B12.
The B6.
The B6.
Oh, do I have a B12 problem, too?
No. My tongue got in the way.
All right. You know, I could become a hypochondriac after talking to you tonight, but I won't.
I have heard that before.
I won't do that.
How's your energy?
Energy's phenomenal.
Great.
Phenomenal. Doesn't stop. Thank God. Let's knock on wood. But I'm 56 years old, Sherry, for crying out loud.
Well, I'm just 60, so.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. Good for you. When you talk about a person's intent through their voice, what do you mean by that?
What they're really saying behind the words. They can lie with their words, but the frequencies of the voice reveal the truth.
Okay, I'm 56, I'm going to be 57 on June 4th. If I said to you, well, I'm 42 years old, I mean, how many people could pick up a lie on that?
Well, you would have to have some kind of emotional hit on the lie for it to be picked up. If you don't really care that you're telling the lie, it's not going to make any difference.
Some people are pathological.
Absolutely. And it's hard to...
Some people believe their lies.
They absolutely do.
So can you pick that up?
A lot of the times you can. An example, and we haven't said this on national radio before, but what happens when somebody's lying is the amplitude flattens on the voice. Did you hear me just flatten my voice?
Flattens on the voice,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's some commercials out there. I may get into trouble, so I'm going to hedge my bets here and say, the computer indicates that this woman is lying and that she knows she's lying. And it's a commercial about, are you worth $53? I don't know if people out there have seen that commercial, but it's very, very obvious that the modulation, the amplitude, is gone from her voice. She's either totally scared or totally fibbing.
And you've run this on some politicians and things.
We have.
We'll talk about that in a moment.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Technically, if we take phone calls later tonight, almost as a fun thing for people to either call you with the truth or a lie, can you quickly pick that up while they're on the air with us?
I can't quickly do it. It would take a while, and we'd have some dead airspace.
How long is a while, just so I know?
I would have to take their print, put it into another computer program. And we're looking at 10 minutes.
Okay, so in that case, we'll work on Tom. And you, you can ask him some questions. He'll answer them for you. And then during a break or so, you can give us the results.
Well, we can do just personality issues just by having him talk, and the screen comes up over here, and I can watch what's happening.
Okay, and then you can tell us what's going on with him.
Yeah, but that's time domain.
Right.
When you want to look at a lie, you're going to look at frequency domain, and that's a lot more specific.
What is, Sherry, more accurate, a lie detector, polygraph test, or this system?
We don't actually deal with lying with this system. It just comes up when people are in denial, like women with breast cancer. A lot of the times will come up with denial. But there is...
You mean they know they have it, but they don't want to admit it to themselves or to anybody else?
There is a company out of Israel that's using some of our technology, and they are using this for lie detection.
You use this then primarily for what? Health-related purposes?
I use it for whatever comes up. Health, bee stings, just whoever walks into the door. And if they have an issue with their husband, we try to deal with that. If they have an issue with too many flies in their house, that there's a frequency to shoo those out. I mean, this is just research for us. We didn't know what we were really looking for.
Well, are you trying to help people get answers, or are you trying to give them the answers?
We're trying to help them get answers. Options is really where we're going, because I think our health system's a mess. And I don't think people will be quick to change unless they have options. And we think that we can help them in this way, help them toward self-help, and help them get out from under dictatorial insurance companies and lots of prescriptions that really are compounded on top of each other and are killing 200,000 people a year. And think of some industry that if you could kill 200,000 people a year and still get away with it, what would happen if the airport, the airplane companies did that? They'd be put out of business.
They should
really
be put in jail, actually.
That's right. So we're looking at this, and that's one of the reasons I've come out of the lab, because I'm really a hermit. I'm just totally happy in the lab finding answers.
Sherry, what's the science behind this? You know, we talked earlier as I was introducing you about string theory and the basis for our DNA existence in the blueprint. What's the science behind this, this vocal profiling and sound presentation?
We didn't have a theory for a long, long time, and that's one of the reasons that we didn't go public. We only had efficacy. So now we know that the vocal cords go through a nerve called the recurrent laryngeal nerve through the parasympathetic nerve bundle. That goes directly to the brain. So the vocal cords have a direct relationship to the brain and what's going on. That's a physiological function of it when we're looking at the vocal profiling. And we also know that we can give somebody a frequency, and what we've designed is to go through the skin. And we've proven that instead of coming from the brain to make your finger work, we know that we can send a signal backwards and reconnect nerves. We've already done that with a young boy named Willie. Very courageous, tetraplegic, no arms, no legs, no neck. He was in they beat him up really bad and left him for dead. And he was in a coma for a year and a half. And when he came to us, he was tied to a wheelchair. And it took us a couple of years, but he's able to butterfly 40 pounds, and his eyes worked. And he finished 2 years of college, and he was walking, not steady because he needed some balance, but to be able to provide somebody frequencies like that, because we knew the frequencies of the muscle, and the frequencies hit the skin and go back to the brain and reconnect the nerve. That's just an awesome way to look at it, but we still didn't know how it was happening. I don't think we will for many years. This is so new.
It is very new. Your website, Sherry, is Nutrasounds.com. Is that correct?
That is one of the websites for people who want to get involved in the practical side of this, or there's a lot of videos there they can download. If they're interested in the scientific side, we have a Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. So it's jbab.org. It's free. They can download it. Lots of articles, lots of foundational information.
I'll tell you what, we're going to give you my fax number, and you can send me my personality profile.
Okay.
Can you do it that way? And then when you ever put together the medical one, send that too. Stay on the line with us, Sherry. I'll be right back. I'm going to run down and get some B6. I'll be right back. Don't go away. The very first Fast Blaster who can get this right will get an armful of free books from me. As you know, I do not throw them away. This song, not the exact song, but the song was in what movie? Okay, what movie? First Fast Blaster to get that right, send it to us. Tommy will then email you back, and we will confirm that you won, and I'll get you a whole armful of free books from past Coast to Coast guests. Well, Michael Dennison out there in Maryland, you win it, Sister Act. That's where that song was played. Sherry Edwards, our guest tonight. Next hour, we'll talk more specifics about some individuals, including producer Tom. We'll put him through the computer software program and see what happens. This software, Sherry, it analyzes the inflection. How does that work?
It looks at the frequencies of the voice and the octaves they're presented in. And each octave of your voice indicates something else to us and how each of the notes play, like how notes play in a song.
Okay, but what if somebody's voice is deeper than somebody else's? Does that have anything to do with it?
We could look at hormones if that was the case.
Huh.
The deepness of the voice indicates hormone levels.
Well, you would say that for a woman or for a guy or for both?
For both. A guy could be in a...
You mean if a guy has a high-pitched voice, he's got some kind of problems with his hormones?
Well, I'm not a doctor. I'm not allowed to say that, but that's what the computer indicates.
What if it's his larynx or something?
Don't know. We could look at other things, but it depends on the octave. In our system, male voices are -1 and -2 octaves below middle C. That's also very gut level. It's women who are in menopause. Women who are childbearing are 0 with middle C and 1 octave below, but kids are like 1 octave above that. And they've got these high-pitched little squeals in their voice.
What do some mainstream scientists say about this? Do they accept these theories, that they accept this practice, or do they say, come on?
Well, once they see it, they start sending us their patients. But we're in the Duke Encyclopedia of Alternative Medicine. We're in the scientific basis of alternative medicine. We've been working on this for a lot of years. We went to NIH, National Institute of Health, and told them what we had, which was kind of phenomenal. And we didn't understand it at the time. And they said, well, this is the way you probably have to do this because there's nothing like it.
But you've been working on this for what, about 20 years?
Yeah, it would have gone quicker if it had been at Duke University or something, but
yeah.
I've been supporting this by myself. So,
man, that takes guts, Sherry. So why come public now? Is it just because it's now ready? Or, you know, what took so long?
I think people are ready for a shift, for one thing. And I just think our health system is such a mess. Our political system is a mess. And I just feel like I want to help people take that responsibility for their own health. I see people struggling with what nutrients to take, and we can help them. And there's people forcing me out of hiding, too, because they need my help. Like, we have people that are going to die, and especially the babies. My heart just goes out to them. One of the films, documentaries that people can download from Nutrisound is about a little girl. She was moving from grade school to high school, and she was essentially mentally retarded. The diagnosis was failure to thrive, and she had no energy. She couldn't just get up and move around. And we looked at her sounds and found out that she couldn't use some neurotransmitters. We gave her the frequencies, kicked them into working, and she's just finishing her second year of college with honors.
Good for you. Well, you know, I'm obsessed with my health, so the B6 I'm going to jump on. I'm going to take care of that. And I was just, as a matter of fact, I went on the internet during the break and looked at all the possibilities with a deficiency, and they're not good, so you got to take care of yourself.
Well, it all works as a unit. It helps B12 work. It helps enzymes. I can't remember all of what it helps with. Carbohydrates. It probably has something to do with tryptophan also, because there's that whole cascade of energy and dopamine and all that starts with B6, and it helps synthesize DNA.
Is there something in one's body that just isn't working right, or is it just a freak of nature that you don't have enough of it?
I think sometimes you just don't have enough. I mean, cantaloupe and cabbage, do you eat those kinds of things?
Nope. I hate cabbage, and I don't eat cantaloupe.
Well, that's where you can get some B6. Sweet bran, I think, has B6 in it.
Nope, don't eat that either. So maybe that's why I don't have it.
I don't know. I'll take another print to make sure.
Well, yeah, do that too, and you've got my personal email address. Send me everything you want all the time, and I will be one of your guinea pigs.
That would be wonderful. We're just putting this up online so people can jump on and see every day what nutrients they need and what foods they might need, and we'll be running through a beta test for that. So
okay,
I'll include you.
We'll do that, and then, you know, I'll publicly talk about it every once in a while, and, you know, you can pop in and pop out and tell me how I'm doing.
Well, I think our food supply is bad. I think modified foods are causing an issue. And we've done a study on wheat. We found out that the modified wheat really is depleting the thiamine cofactors.
Are you going to help, like, the FDA about food and stuff? I mean, how big will this get?
I think it's time, number one. But I think the visionaries are going to jump on this first, the people in the know that they're leaders of the pack. And once it catches on, it's going to spread like wildfire because of some of the results that we've seen, reversing autism, reversing macular degeneration, helping with fibromyalgia pain. There are things that are just incurable, but this system gets to the root cause and reverses it.
The programs, you're going to make them available to the public? Is it easy for them, you know, to get one and pop it in their computer, or is it difficult?
It's very easy. The courses are free. We have free demo courses to make sure that this is what they want to do. The courses are online. They can buy the computer programs. I have a soapbox about one program called PREVAC, which is pre-vaccination risk factors, because I want all the kids tested before they ever get a shot. I want everybody tested.
Oh, good for you. I've never been a fan of vaccinations, but...
Well, they're forcing it on. You look at the new laws, and they have threatened people in schools with these vaccinations. And I have had two damaged grandchildren. They're not damaged anymore because we were able to reverse what the damage was. One of them just went into hypolexia. She didn't generate any speech, but she would read, and she could read out loud, and I didn't believe her parents that she could do that. But we gave her a piece of paper, and she started reading things, and we got a vocal print and found out that she was highly sensitive to milk protein. And we took that away from her, and she came out of being autistic. You can't believe it till you see it. I've been doing it for 20 years. And I had a bee sting on my hand, and I put the sound on to take the sting away, and I watched my hand unswell, and I didn't believe it, so I turned the sound off. It swelled back up again.
The connotation profiling, of course, is negative, but this is vocal profiling, and your aim with that is to get to what? Intent and truth?
That's just one small part of it, and really we created that because I was kind of fearful of what the FDA would do if I put a computer program out there that said, this can tell you what is going on with your nutrition. So we sort of created this little entertainment kind of play thing just to put our toe in the water to see how people would respond to it. And mostly they just say, uncanny. I think I did one of the people on your show and called her back. And it's not that it told her a lot that she didn't know. It's that a computer spit it out. No human did it.
Now you call this emerging science sonistry.
Mm-hmm.
I assume because of sounds?
Yes. We also call it bioacoustic biology, computational biology, because it's all math.
Well, you might end up winning some kind of Nobel Prize, huh?
Wow.
Want to be cool?
Ooh, that'd be awesome. Oh.
So now let me ask you, Sherry, because you have some deep secrets here. I mean, do you, like, run these on politicians and people who are truly public to find out if they're telling the truth or not?
Yes.
Does it shock you with what you hear?
I think it would confirm what people already believe.
That most politicians, for example, are telling us tales.
Yeah, I think so. And I was
Are there any telling us the truth about anything?
Well, I haven't done them all, but I certainly would like to do all the political candidates and just see what was going on. You know, and
like
Clinton,
during the debates, right?
Yes. In Clinton's first campaign, we were asked to do...
Are you talking about Hillary's or Bill's?
Bill. Okay. Bill. We were asked to do this by the local school here, Ohio University, just as a lark to see what was going on. And I ended up sending it to a news station. They wouldn't use it because they felt it would taint the election. For instance, Bill Clinton didn't have the note of D in his voice. And the note of D is all about self-approval and taking your self-approval from outside yourself.
Now, what does that mean?
It means that somebody else would have to be supporting him and telling him he's okay. And
oh, so he needed to surround himself with yes people, basically.
Yes. And one of the things that I noticed after we did that and delivered it to his campaign manager, that I noticed afterwards that it didn't sound like he had the note of D missing from his voice, except when they interviewed him on the streets. Now, I teach this in the film department here at Ohio University, and we are able to convince an audience of some things about the actors. For instance, if you had an actor, big, burly football player, and by the end of the show he had to play an AIDS patient,
right,
then you would take C and B out of his voice, and the audience would believe he was very ill.
All right. Now, when you say you take C and D out of his voice, how do you do that? Does he have to do it?
Just on a board as he talks. The sound guy.
Well, the sound guy would do it. Okay, I see
it.
What you mean.
Yeah.
The person doesn't have to worry about it.
Right, but some people are very good at it. Dustin Hoffman is incredible about manipulating the sounds in his voice
to make his intent real.
Absolutely. He's just got a knack for it. But we do that for, like, we were asked to come to Madison Square Garden for an Elton John conference because they had a dead spot. And we were able to help them change the board, the soundboard, so that the right note of C came out of the speaker in that spot.
I love that. That's great. If I get my staff to get you a tape of some interviews, would you then be able to tell me over the course of the next few months what you think about their intent?
I would do that.
That would include, he's gone through a polygraph test, but I would like you to listen to Travis Walton, who claims he was beamed aboard a spaceship, and some other people whose names I will not mention at this time, and I'll get you tapes, and then how long do you need them?
Oh, it depends on how much time I have. I've got a lot of projects that we're doing, but
I'd maybe give you three separate people, but I mean, how long do you need the tapes to be?
Oh,
30 seconds, a minute, what?
Oh, if you give me a good 5 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes.
All right, now does it have to be talking about the specific subject I want to know the truth and intent about? Okay, so here's an example. If I want you to listen to Travis Walton, who claims he was beamed aboard a spaceship, does he have to be talking about that?
No, but I would assess it based on that question. When we take two vocal prints from somebody, we ask them what their day was about, and then we ask them why they're here, and we throw out the one that's why they're here, and we just do what they did that day. It's much more truthful.
I'm getting volunteers from guests right now, right over my computer. Take me! I'm telling the truth. So we'll do that. I'll get three people. We'll get the staff to get little CDs for you. And I'm going to try to gear it to the question at hand because I think it'll make it easier for me when I play back their sound and then I put your results on. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay, we'll do that. And we'll do that in a month or two. So, you know, I'm not going to hit you with it tomorrow. What I will hit you with tomorrow, though, is my profiles. I want those. So work around the clock tonight, Sherry, after the show.
Well, it'll be morning here.
I don't care.
We were going to have a guest come on, Dr. Rudy.
Yeah, he's coming up soon, isn't he?
Well, he just called me on my cell.
Okay.
So he's ready to be called.
All right, we'll get him in about 7 or 8 minutes, okay?
Okay, 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah, we'll take him right around the top of the hour with you. And how long can he stay with us?
Dr. Rudy, how long can you stay with us when we bring you on?
You have Dr. Rudy on the other side, that's right. Maybe a half hour?
He just got off his shift at the emergency room. So.
Okay. All right. So we'll get the number from you, and then we'll call the good doctor. And what does he do?
He is an MD, an emergency room doctor, and his story is incredible.
Okay.
Of how he worked with the sound.
Why does this work?
I wish I knew. Maybe Dr. Rudy can answer that question of why it works. Because we just really don't know. We just have efficacy. You know, and people who are in real back pain, and you take the pain away, they don't care how it works. They just care that you took the pain away.
I mean, if you were to do Franklin Delano Roosevelt giving his speech about, you know, we were attacked at Pearl Harbor, what would you be able to find out about that? Whether this is patriotic or whether we knew about it, what? Or even 9/11, could you be able to analyze things like that?
We could analyze the intent, yes, but we've done a project with 9/11 already.
Oh, you have?
What
are the results?
Well, can you hold on 1 second while I hang up with Dr. Rudy?
Yeah.
They're going to be calling you right away, Dr. Rudy.
Well,
take care
of Dr. Rudy there.
Okay.
Is he done?
Okay, he's going to pick up for you.
Okay.
The thing we did with 9/11, we went to Ground Zero, a couple of our practitioners, and they worked with 8 of the scientists there and found out the commonality that was causing this hacking cough. And it was Murex. So we called the CDC, Center for Disease Control, and they said, you know, we can't get to this for years. It's got to go through trials. It's got to do this. But they sent us to the Firemen's Union. And we did 17 more of the firemen and confirmed that it was Murex. And there's an antidote to frequency. Just like there's complementary colors, there's complementary and reciprocal frequencies. And we were able to take away the fireman's cough. But because at that point we didn't have a lot of substantiation as to what was going on, they asked us to come back and do this on our money, and that was going to take like $400,000.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you can't afford that. Were you able to analyze any of the politicos about 9/11? You know the controversy surrounding it. Some people believe that there's a conspiracy here, that there was foreknowledge, maybe even involvement. Other people say no, that's crazy, that's ridiculous. Have you been able to look at that question at all, Sherry?
I haven't, but I'd love to.
Yeah. You know, we might have to talk about the method involved for something like that, but I think that would be an incredible. If this works and if it's real as you believe it is, what an incredible tool to be able to get within someone's mind to ascertain truth or not without having to worry about wiring them up or getting them to take a polygraph test, which 99% of the politicians never would take in the first place. This way, at least, whatever they say, it's public knowledge. It's ours.
Well, I think privacy is an illusion now that we can do this.
I think so, too.
We recently did Hillary's, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll do that next hour as well.
Okay.
And we will give the good doctor a call in just a second, Sherry. He'll be with us for as long as he needs with his cell phone. So all this is coming up next, and we'll also analyze Tommy Danheiser in a moment as well. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM.